You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E, figuring out technical difficulties. Today, I'm joined with the host of the Drunken Cryptids podcast, Matthew. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. E. It's a pleasure to be back again.
That was funny. Only the people that are watching this live will know what the heck just happened. Because I'll have to add in the out or the intro now. That's funny. So we have, and we kind of announced it on both our shows. Me and Jay have been pre-recorded for a while, so it's been hard for us to kind of understand how far out we actually are pre-recorded because we're not recording next week and all that stuff. So with that, we are announcing the Cryptids of Corn, Drunken Cryptids live show.
Woo!
Tickets are on sale right now. You can go to cryptidsofcorn.com under the live show tab, and you can go to through the link there. You can go to Eventbrite and just type in Cryptids of Corn Drunken Cryptids live show. It'll pop up. Or if you're on YouTube, it's one of the comments right here. Matthew was talking. So I guess let's explain maybe what a live show is first, and then we'll talk about the bar and everything in the area it's in, if you're good with that.
I'm down.
So the live show is at an amazing bar and barbecue joint. It is in, North Little Rock. North Little Rock. Yeah. Almost said South
North Little Rock.
It's 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., but that's just the structured event. I'm sure we'll all be hanging out at the bar after. It's a ticketed event. There'll be an hour to hang out with us before. We each do an hour live podcast, and then an hour to hang out after. But like I said, you know, that's just the structured part of it. After that, it'll be, you know, we'll probably still be hanging out there. It just will be more open. But that's what a live show is. If you want tickets, you can get there. We're going to talk about it. So, Matthew, what do you think about doing this?
I'm pretty excited. It'll be my first one. It's going to be a good boost to the location. Old Bart's, the barbecue down there is amazing. Paul, who'll be cooking for us that night, I promise we're going to have doggy bags to leave. Because he's going to load us up with food. So, and Baker and Bart, the two owners, great guys. Baker is extremely excited about this. He loves the show. And Al just found out as well that the place may be haunted.
Okay, let's hear about that.
Yeah, so apparently they're hearing footsteps. They're seeing, you know, little shadow people here and there, little shadows at the corner of their eye darting off. Just random noises. But North Little Rock itself is kind of haunted, and we're right around the corner from the most haunted location in Central Arkansas. Called Four Quarters.
What's Four Quarters?
Four Quarters is a bar. They've got really good food in there as well. It's a good bar, locally owned. Conan, the owner, when he bought it, the property, and they were refurbishing it, they've had numerous sightings. They've got it on their security cameras of stuff being moved. I got touched in there, actually.
I won't be there then. You and Jay can go check it out. The rule is, for any newer listeners, to at least our show, the rule is if it's actually haunted, Justin won't be there. And that's where people always ask, well, is that place actually haunted? Do you think it's actually haunted? And my answer is, did you see pictures of me inside or not? That's the answer. Because there's been plenty of places I they'll go in and I'm like, I'll stay out here. Thank you.
Well, as of this recording, I'm actually checking out an alleged haunted hair salon on Friday.
A haunted hair salon. What happened there to make it haunted?
That I don't know. They've been telling me all this weird stuff happening. It's a good friend of mine, his wife, and he rolls his eyes at all this stuff. And she's like, just come check it out. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm down. I'll go check it out. And something happens and I'll dig into it. But, you know, I'm just going to go and, you know, see what happens. That's it. But old Bart's, though, the food down there. So we're getting the whole back area. Is going to be us. They'll have the bar open for us. They're going to have, it's great. It's private too, to where people don't have to worry about trying to walk in through the front doors. We'll be able to access to the back door as well.
Yep.
So there'll be plenty of parking all the way around the building.
And tickets are limited for this one. This one, I believe, is 50 tickets is all we have for this.
That's correct.
So get them while they're hot. And they're already on sale. I think they may be 10% sold out when I just looked a little bit ago. So there's maybe about 40 tickets left. Well, that was weird. The whole table just jumped.
That was not me.
we've been having earthquakes. We're not near a fault line, and we've been having earthquakes up in Northwest Ohio.
That's crazy.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, it was like 3 or 4 earthquakes a year. And this past year, we're up to like 90 or 95.
Sounds like you need to get with the DW guys and have them check it out.
Oh, they don't have to. I know what it is. It's they're mining salt from underneath Lake Erie. And it's the biggest salt, one of the biggest salt mines in the world. With an ocean sitting on top of it that doesn't want to, that wants to be in. Real quick, I'll read the comments, Gerald. Hi, Justin. Hey. And he's from Midwest Night Watchers. Which you should work with. You know, they're a cool podcast. They do all kinds of cool stuff.
Hey, guys.
Chris Goings, our right now our main t-shirt designer, and hopefully we'll be announcing something with Chris and Alan very, very soon, which, Chris, you're supposed to update me on some stuff. Okay. Hey, Reed, welcome. I'm bad with names. Tila, right? Is that how you say that?
Talena.
Hey, can't wait to see y'all in April. We can't wait to be there. And she's wearing a Drunk Encrypted shirt. And then, hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
No, so very haunted. Tell us a little bit about North Little Rock. I've been through Little Rock, which is not the same place whatsoever, right?
No. Yeah, so we're separated by the Arkansas River. It cuts right through the middle of, you know, right through the state. North Little Rock was originally called Dogtown. And then it was called Argentine, then Dogtown, because there was a dog food. They made dog food. So you would smell, you know, the dog food plant. That one obviously went down. And, you know, downtown went through a whole bunch of changes. And about the past 10 years, they've been going through restructuring, remodeling, cleaning it up. And it's turned into a really neat little public hotspot. Lots of great food, local businesses down there, lots of restaurants, lots of little bars. We got a plaza right there. They just lit the tree up. They'll have free live music a lot of times in the summer. They'll shut down the streets in the summertime. Open containers, walk around with free live music. The restaurants open up to the street. They built out onto the street now, which is really neat. So you can dine outside on Main Street, which is really neat. And then, of course, we have the USS Razorback submarine. It's not named after the Razorback football team. It was actually a World War II submarine named after the Razorback well, which I'm sure you know about. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the USS Hoga, which was the tugboat that they used in Pearl Harbor that helped keep the channel clear so the ships can escape. And when FDR came through, went to Pearl to see the damage, that was the tugboat that he rode on. So we have here in Little Rock what we call a bookends for a maritime museum, to where we have a ship that was present at the beginning of the war, and then the Razorback was in the Bay of Tokyo for the surrender of the Japanese, the Imperial Army.
So tons and tons of history, naval history. That's not bad for a landlocked state.
I know. That's what I said too when I found that we had a submarine. I was like, we have a submarine? And and of course, my thought was, I'm not from Arkansas. So I was like going, well, they named the submarine after the Razorback football team. And I found out, no, it's the Razorback well. But yeah, and see, when we're doing this in April, well, baseball may not be going yet, but we have the Travelers, and the Old Barts is just right there next to Dickie Stevens Stadium. So you've got that. I mean, that could be happening as well in April. But there's a whole lot to see. Then, of course, honestly, just a few minutes just south on the other side of the river is downtown Little Rock. So there's a ton over there. If you're in the politics, we've got the world's biggest trailer, Bill Clinton's presidential library is in Little Rock. You can see it from the road, and it looks like a giant trailer.
Oh, I was mobile home. What trailer? You mean an actual trailer?
An actual mobile home. Yeah, it looks like a mobile home. So the big joke is everybody here, Bill gets a mobile home for his museum. But it's pretty neat to go check out. As of this recording, we're just finishing up construction, crossing a bridge for 30, connecting to 40. So, yeah, ton of things to do here in North Little Rock. And if you're bored, it's only because you don't want to go do anything.
Now, where you're from the area, where, or not from the area, but you live there.
Yeah.
Where would you suggest people stay?
All right. There is a hotel.
I know we have some Oklahoma people coming.
Okay, so there's a really good hotel, and the name right at the top of my head, it just went away. We got a Benihana in there. Yeah, there's a Benihana in the hotel. Let's see here. I'm trying to think. Talina, if you're still listening to this, can you probably remember the name? Let's see here. Let's see if she'll jump in and comment.
Yep, she already did.
There it is. Yep, the Wyndham.
Riverfront Hotel.
Thank you.
See, it helps to have people in the area.
It does. Yeah. So, but Talina actually, so she knows. Yeah, she knows on the ins and outs of North Little Rock. She helps me out quite a bit for the show. Yeah, I have like 50 million tabs open in my head all the time, and she'll remind me like, hey, you have this going on, or hey, you have that going on. I was like, I forgot. Thanks. So she does a great job there. But she works, actually, she does work down at the submarine. So I've been down there. I go down there a lot.
Talina here works at the submarine?
Yeah. Yeah, she works for the city of North Little Rock.
Is it going to be open the day we're there earlier? And is it open on Saturdays?
Yep.
I'll crawl in a submarine.
It's a blast. Yeah, we'll go. We're going to go down and have a tour.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be a not sober weekend.
Yeah, well, we can't drink on the submarine.
I can. She said, yes, it will be open.
Yep.
I've drank on bigger boats. That's not a lie.
We'll sneak it in. We'll talk to Greg. We'll have a beer in the galley.
It'll just be moonshine. It'll just be paint thinner.
Yeah. Actually, working with the schedule right now, we're going to record an episode inside the submarine, interviewing the tour guys. The submarine's allegedly haunted. I don't think it is. They only had like one death, because the history of the submarine is after World War II, the U.S. sold it to Turkey. Turkey got it. And they had a sailor pass away on it. Mm. So, but tour guys say, but they say it's haunted, which I think is like, you know, a military naval superstition. But we're gonna record an episode down there and interview some of the tour guides and actually record inside the submarine, which is gonna be kind of cool.
Andy said, "And smaller." Talking about, I've drank on bigger boats and smaller. The "and smaller" one is, yes, a lot. And she says, sorry, my boat is still 90% operational. So what's the 10% that's not operational?
Torpedoes.
Oh, okay. And that's right, right? Submarines are called boats. They are ships. Yeah, they're boats.
Yep, they are definitely boats.
I did remember that.
But yeah, I'm going to have a special guest join me for our live show as well. So,
oh, that's exciting.
A world-renowned researcher. So,
Ron Moorhead?
Not Ron I'm Moorhead. I wish.
I'd I know love who to get, it is.
I know. Yeah, you know who it is. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Ron's awesome, though. The guy you got coming is awesome too. I love picking on Ron. I haven't seen him in about a year.
I'd love to meet Ron.
He's great. Yeah, he's great. He doesn't really leave the Carolina region anymore as much. But because he lives there, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So how do you?
He's also older.
The Wyndham Riverfront Hotel.
Yep, the Wyndham Riverfront Hotel.
All right. Chris says, "Hey, kids. Hello, Chris."
Hey, Chris. And my other Chris and everybody else.
Let's see what else. I'm just trying to think. So yeah, a live show. Do you kind of have your topic picked yet, or are you still keeping it under wraps?
Yeah, I'm going to go into. We're going to talk about some of the research we've been doing here, some of the expeditions we've been doing here with my special guest and solo. He's coming with me after deer season. We're going back in the area that you and me have talked about that's real hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's where I got two cryptids in the area. One of them really concerns me, and the other one we all know and love is kind of hairy. Mm. But the other cryptid, that's got me kind of concerned because – digging more, doing some of the armchair researching right now, talking to another research group here. They're investigating almost right beside us up there. And they're really having some of the same problems, the same big, tall creature you and me talked about, the Nelusa. And then we're finding out, too, more of the history of the area, being more Native American with the Trilateers. Prior to the Trilateers, with the colonist expansion west and the tribes that were being pushed out here brought a lot of their superstitions with them. And the area that we're in is kind of a crossroads for a lot of rivers up, you know, north central Arkansas. And the whole county itself, White County, is just, I just got reports out of, you know, lights in the sky the other day.
Was that by the White River?
It's off of, let's see here, the Red River, I think the White River are up there. I know the Red is up there. I just got put on the spot, so my brain just took a dump. No, you're fine. But if my other Chris is on here, he would jump in real quick. He's my lead investigator for the area. That's the structure area that we found. So
would that be the Little Red River?
It might be the Little Red.
Yeah, because, okay, yeah. I've been on both. I've worked a lot on the Red River. I love the Red River.
You're trout fishing.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Sorry, my nose.
No, you're fine.
Gary Evening. Evening, Gary. Just hung out with Gary all this past weekend at Crypticon.
Hey, Gary.
Chris says, I live in the land of the Fresno Nightcrawler. Awesome.
That'd be a good show.
Chris says, I live where the Trail of Tears started.
True.
I wouldn't brag about that, Chris. No way. That's so sad. I'm native, and it still hurts. It was an atrocity.
It was. It's one of the horrible black marks that we have on our country, and nothing can ever be done to fix that. That's the sad part.
I know a lot of our Native Americans from Ohio actually ended up down by you guys in Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about the displacement. So you mentioned this history. Obviously, Old Bart's is a good place to get food, but
The food's amazing.
If people are coming out of the weekend, obviously we're doing this through Old Bart's. I would highly suggest eat at Old Bart's as much as you can. But is there any other must-stop food places?
Four Quarters is a must-stop.
So that's a restaurant?
Yeah, the food in there is, they've won awards for their wings.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So when I want wings, that's where I go. I go to Four Quarter for wings.
You want barbecue, you go to Old Bart's.
When I want barbecue, I go to Old Bart's. Wings, I go to Four Quarter. And the atmosphere. And I will tell you, so Four Quarter isn't 21 and up only.
Yeah.
So if you do smoke, you can only smoke upstairs. So there's no smoking downstairs. Upstairs is where most of the paranormal activity happens at anyways. See here, my little boy's waving at me through the window. But let's see here. So Four Quarters is good. Reno's is good. It's another 21 and up. Let's see here. That's downtown. I mean, anywhere downtown in North Little Rock is going to be great for food. And then, of course, just on the other side of the river as well, we've got a Flying Saucer over there if you want it. A whole bunch of different types of beers.
A Flying Saucer.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch. And we have a whole bunch of breweries around here as well, which are really good. Right there by where we're at is Flyaway. Flyaway's a good brewery. Real popular. A lot of people like going there. You've got Lost 40 just on the other side of the river. Everything that I'm telling you guys is about 10 minutes away from Old Bart's. I mean, yeah, it's good central location.
If you're staying at the Windham Hotel, all the restaurants are within walking distance.
Yeah. So for a Godsmack concert, I think it was 2018, we got a room at the Wyndham. Even though I live in here, I just walked right on over to Four Quarter, the pregame, and then went over to the concert. And then that way, no driving. Even if it was just driving up the road, we just got a room.
Andy says, I live next to the most disappointing rock in the country. Andy, I know where you live, and I can't think of what the rock is. Yeah, did we just glaze over what the Flying Saucer was? Yeah, John, I was going to bring it back. What, when you said Flying Saucer, what is that?
Okay, the Flying Saucer is a chain of bars. And what they do is you can join the Flying Saucer Club. Nothing paranormal, nothing cryptid at all. And it's just, you get a plate. And I thought it was funny they were throwing plates, and that's where they came up with the name. But it looks like a flying saucer. So they rotate beers. They have beers, like any beer you want, pretty much, unless you, like, before Yingling came to Arkansas, you couldn't go in there and get a Yingling. But they have a huge variety of beers. I haven't been in there in forever. But they have one in there. It's a black beer, which is really good. And I'll go in there. It starts with an X. I'm trying to think of what name of it off the top of my head. But it's right downtown in Little Rock. And it's just a really neat little place to go. A lot of the locals over there, they go in there. You've got an Irish pub, Dugan's, over there on 3rd Street in Little Rock, which is a lot of fun. Yeah, there's so much over there. Flyway, you know, I mentioned that one already. You've got Stone's Throw, which is a little brewery. And their beer is really good. They make a really good Hefeweizen. I really enjoy that one. And then, of course, Lost 40, which is big. Lost 40 is really neat because you go in there, it's more of a German-style restaurant brewery where everybody sits at the same table. You know, so, I mean, you'll be sitting there with another family besides you. And over, you know, in Europe, that's how they, you know, that's how they do it. They don't have private tables. You go sit down with your neighbors and visit. So that's how they set up Lost 40. But again, too, though, on the North Little Rock side, of course, you got Benihana, which is a good restaurant.
I don't think I've ever been to a Benihana.
Yeah, the sushi in there is amazing. If you like sushi.
I like my fish deep fried.
They got some fried rolls.
I would try that. Like, that sounds like interesting.
Oh, the fried rolls are really good.
So, I've done too many dissections on fish to ever probably eat raw fish in my life.
No, I just do that. Yeah, I do that. I like the cooked rolls and the fried rolls, and I'll do the raw ones every once in a while, but I prefer, I don't know, the fried is just unique, different.
Oh, Andy said Plymouth Rock is the most disappointing rock.
And
then he said, I call it Danger Rock, and I tell my boys it killed four people before they managed to get it in an enclosure. I have seen the picture. It's in a big cage.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it, like, in the floor in a cage, Andy? It's, yeah. Now, so a lot of stuff to do besides the live show. I'm trying to think. We're completely on the opposite side of Folk, Arkansas. We're pretty far from, what, probably 3 hours, 4 hours from Folk?
Yeah, 3 hours, because three weeks later, I'm actually supposed to be in Folk.
I love the area, the Beast of Boggy Creek.
Yep, I'll be down there with Todd Neese on the 25th and 26th of April.
Ask Todd if he knows. I'm sure they've had to run into Lyle. Lyle Blackburn.
Yeah, he knows Lyle.
I'm like, he has to know Lyle. But yeah.
Yeah, he knows. I was just with Todd a week ago when we won the award last week.
Oh, yeah. By the way, congratulations. Arkansas's number one documentary podcast. We don't even have an award. Come on. That's crazy. Good job.
Thank you. We got nominated. And when we got the email for the nomination, I was like, are you kidding me? We got to put in five different categories. And we won the documentary one. And it blew me away. We went up, received it, and I was talking to the people who put it on. And I said, I won documentary. And the guy goes, well, we don't have a paranormal or cryptid one. He goes, but, you know, there's a bunch of shows and, you know, in Arkansas to deal with that. So he goes, we're going to create one next year for it. And I was like, sweet. Well, we'll help promote it and do whatever we can to help you guys out. And it's a really neat program, too, to where they reach out to podcasters or people trying to learn how to podcast, and they will put on seminars and they will do podcasting to help podcasters out. And then they want to recognize, you know, Arkansas podcasting, you know, get Arkansas out there on the map.
That's awesome.
And for some reason we got nominated and we won, and I'm honored for and grateful for everybody that voted and the people that nominated us and the fans. So I appreciate it. I mean, like I was talking to Eric from Uncomfortable on Sunday, I was like, you know, I'm still a little fish in this big old pond y'all are in.
I mean, there's just so many podcasts, it's crazy anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Before we wrap it up here in a few minutes, if anybody wants to put in any questions, comments, or anything like that real quick, you go right ahead while we keep talking.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Yeah, put them in there. We'll answer them. No, I'm super excited. I love Arkansas. Arkansas, I fell in love with Arkansas, but it's, and I love the Ozarks. I mean, the picture I used for us on the live show banner is the Ozarks giant killer centipede, the Arkansas giant killer centipede that never hurt anybody that didn't hit it with a stick or shot at it first. But I normally go down to like Millwood, Ashdown, Foreman, Arkansas area, yep, which is the Oklahoma-Texas corner, because we were in Arkansas hearing wolves in Oklahoma as one of the game wardens explained to us that the state of Arkansas says there's no wolves. And like, yeah, they know that line's there like a mile away. We can hear them howling.
Yeah, yeah, we're not going to cross that state line.
They're just that smart. They're just that smart.
They are.
But no, I'm super excited. Flying saucer. So do they actually throw the plates?
No, they don't. Once you become a member of it, they keep record of how many drink beers you have. I think it's 300. When you hit 300 different beers, then they put your name on a plate and hang it up on the wall.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. He's got his name up there twice. I hang out with a bunch of drinkers, apparently. And so Drunken Cryptids.
I mean, that's the name of the show, right?
Exactly.
Is Matthew going to wear a mullet for the live?
Oh, okay. So, I didn't tell you about this. So I put a challenge out on my Facebook Live on Sunday. I said, if we can get to 350 subscribers by the 15th of December on YouTube, then I will get a mullet and wear it. So since John just asked if I'm going to wear the mullet for the live show, John, I will tell you this. I will wear the mullet for the live show if we can get to 500 subscribers by January 15th.
Well, there you go.
That's a good challenge. I will wear a mullet through the whole live show.
Where can I listen to your podcast at? iHeart or anything like that? Just wondering. Yeah, all of them. You can listen to both podcasts on all those platforms. iHeart, Spotify, Apple are the big ones. But I know me and Matthew use the same hosting site. So we're on like 500 little podcast platforms all around the world.
Yep.
But yeah, we're super excited. Once again, that is April 5th. Old Bart's, you can buy tickets. Chris, mullet. You could buy tickets on cryptsicorn.com. Matthew has put the link on his pages.
Yep.
You can buy them. I mean, you can go to Eventbrite and just search it. Live show, Drunken Cryptids, Cryptsicorn. It'll come up. But I think that's pretty much it. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, hey, I'm excited to meet everybody. Come down, hang out with us. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna have what the ironic part though about the show, you guys, is that we're not talking about the same topic.
No.
Justin has his topic, and I have my topic, and we're on the paranormal side, the cryptid side, but we're on two ends of the spectrum here. So you're gonna get two different shows into one. It's not going to flow. Mm-hmm. It's not like a Bigfoot conference or a UFO conference or the Dogman or Mothman. No, this is going to be two different shows that you're going to get, you know, pretty much for the price of one. I have a special guest coming on to discuss some theories, you know, that we're going to talk about, get out there. And Justin's going to be talking about his theories. So this is going to be a lot of fun. This is an opportunity, and you get to ask the questions why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts is the audience, you know, hanging out and getting feedback during and all that stuff. That's why I love doing them.
Yep. That will be my first one, and it won't be my last.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because Old Bart's right now asking me to come in twice a month and set up in the back and do a show in the back of, you know, in the party area and record episodes back there and, you know, try and do meet and greets and whatnot. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. But yeah, they're putting up our stickers down there now. So They're going to put a little Easter egg hunt so you can try and find the Drunken Crypto stickers that we have.
I love it.
So, and the staff's been buying t-shirts, which is nice. I appreciate it, you guys.
Which, yeah, and we'll have all of our merch there. Matthew will have all of his merch there, all that stuff. I think Andy says it great. This will come out after Thanksgiving, but it's recorded before Thanksgiving. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Share some time with your loved ones, all that. You ready, Matthew?
I'm ready, buddy. Let's do it.
You know how we like to end it. On the count of three, we'll scream bye. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Crypt is the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye. Bye.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.